Mid-July is a time of transition for fishermen in the Northern Valley. King salmon season ended on Saturday, July 13th, and the silver run has yet to arrive in force. This year's king salmon restrictions were considerably stricter than last year. Fish and Game Area Manager Sam Ivey said in June that the more conservative regulations were meant to prevent the kind of early closure that shut down king salmon fishing last year. Ivey says that the tougher regulations achieve their purpose.
We've been successful towards that goal, and that's been really encouraging, not only to anglers out there, but also from a management perspective.
The most encouraging news in the area came from the Deschger River, where numbers of king salmon were high enough that some of the restrictions on fishing the river were lifted mid-season. Even though a late thaw delayed counting, Fish and Game is satisfied that they have a good tally thanks to a surge in the run in late June.
From about the 22nd, 21st or 22nd of June, for about the next week, we saw an onslaught of fish moving up the Deschger River, and we were counting anywhere from 1,000 to over 3,000 in a short period. And that brought the numbers up, and we were able to achieve the goal by the end of June.
The high numbers didn't necessarily mean success for anglers, however. Ivy says that the warm water temperatures cause fish to stall out in the Susitna River during the record heat wave last month before resuming their runs when the weather cooled off. Final numbers for the run strength on the rest of the northern Cook Inlet drainages will have to wait until area surveys are conducted over the next 2 weeks. With king season over, many area anglers will be setting their sights on silver salmon in the coming weeks. Sam Ivey says that there may be good news on the horizon.
Indications so far down in the lower Cook Inlet, up into the northern district area, are encouraging towards a better run of coho salmon, and so we'll have to get those first weir counts in. It's still relatively early right now, and we're not running any projections of escapements on any systems quite yet, but there are some fish showing, and we'll have to see what that means. It does sound encouraging so far.
Encouraging enough that Ivy doesn't plan on letting everyone else have all the fun for the rest of the summer.
I look forward to doing a lot of fishing the rest of the season myself, and encourage people to get out there and get after it.
For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.